I've recently written about how a small penis is a wonderful side effect of chastity on another group blog. One of my faithful readers made an interesting point about how chastity is very much like the ancient Asian practice of foot binding. I had never thought about it that way, but it's so true. The practice of foot binding was practiced in China for about 1,000 years, and women did it so they would have lotus feet, or feet that would make them marriageable and beautiful. Foot binding has been banned for over 100 years, as well it should be. Since women's feet had to be bound from a young age, we're hardly talking about a consensual practice, not to mention it crippled women for the duration of their lives. When we talk about your lotus cock, or clit, however, we're talking about a decision you make to be locked in chastity and sacrifice your penis to your mistress. It is an act of submission and affection. Your bindings are progressively smaller cock cages or chastity devices. Your penis will voluntarily shrink over time as it is confined and not allowed to expand or grow erect. It's mostly painless. The goal isn't to cause injury, but to keep your sexuality controlled and your penis shrinking. Your penis will stay small, even after you've been released from your bindings. You must think seriously about whether you want to make this costly sacrifice for your mistress, because the effects are permanent in most cases. If you do decide to make this sacrifice, however, it will not be taken lightly by your mistress. You will make yourself one of the most valued submissives in your mistress's life. Intrigued? I invite you to email or call me today so we can discuss your service to me via chastity and cock control. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.